You're listening to SBS News.
At a reef around the Solitary Islands Marine Park, a school of rabbit fish are voraciously feeding on a strip of kelp transplanted onto the sea floor. This sound is from baited underwater video surveys captured by scientists from the University of New South Wales, the University of Sydney, and the New South Wales Department of Primary Industries. They used them to analyse the reef's fish populations between 2002 and 2018. Their findings, published in Global Change Biology, show tropical fish are increasingly venturing into these previously cooler waters as temperatures have warmed. Lead author and PhD candidate at UNSW's School of Biological Earth and Environmental Sciences, Shannon Smith says the influx has been a bit of a problem.
The problem is that these invading, naturally invading tropical fish actually overgraze and consume a lot of the temperate kelp. So kelps are like these big cold water affiliated seaweeds. And they're really important biologically, and what we've seen so far is that these tropical fish just come in and eat it all, essentially.
This kelp is a brown algae seaweed, once found in forests around these waters. The issue of kelp overconsumption wasn't clear when tropical fish first began to arrive. But in 2019, Ms. Smith says the scientists witnessed a point of no return.
It used to be quite abundant on these reefs, and as we saw more and more tropical fish, we could see that they were grazing the kelp, but I guess it was still able to sort of sustain some kind of population up to a point. But by 2009, we saw no more kelp.
Scientists were interested to know how the destruction of kelp forests would affect the local fish populations. Ms. Smith says she was surprised with what they found.
We were expecting to see just less fish overall, but what we find is that there's actually more and more fish on this reef. So in terms of both abundance and species diversity. So how this newly kelp deplete state kind of supports all this fish biomass, we're, again, not really sure. But the results were quite surprising that overall we do see more fish.
If warming waters cause fish populations to grow and become more diverse, could it be that climate change isn't so bad after all? Co-author and UNSW Associate Professor Dr. Adriana Verges says it's not necessarily a good thing.
With climate change and species moving, we're losing the uniqueness of different ecological communities. So in the past, tropical systems were very different to cool water systems, whereas now everything's starting to look the same. So because we're getting all these new tropical species coming in, you know, cool water systems are starting to look a little bit like warm water systems, and it's kind of like a homogenization, basically, of nature.
And Professor Verges says this isn't a positive thing. While more fish species were found on the reef over the 17-year period of the study, three species native to temperate reefs have declined significantly since the kelp forests disappeared. One of these is synonymous with kelp forest habitats, a colourful fish called the Senator wrasse.
When you go for a dive, you often see it kind of hidden and kind of wrapped in the kelp canopy. So we think that it's likely that the main reason for the decline of this fish is the loss of kelp. Because fish could be disappearing for other reasons, like, for example, just because it's warmer, you know? So they literally can't put up with the warmer temperatures themselves. So that would be a very direct effect of climate change. Whereas if they're disappearing because of the loss of the kelp, that's more of an indirect effect.
The Senator wrasse is still found further south, on reefs along the East Australian coast. So scientists say the species isn't doomed just yet, but the disappearance of kelp forest is detrimental in other ways. Professor Verges explains what it means for carbon levels in the water and in the atmosphere.
Seaweeds are photosynthetic organisms, right? So they're just like plants on land. They take carbon out of the water to photosynthesize, and they effectively turn that carbon into biomass. The thing about seaweeds is that they grow incredibly fast, much faster than plants on land. So they're actually really effective at capturing carbon out of the water, which in turn is connected to the atmosphere.
Professor Verges says the study is proving enormously valuable.
But it's kind of hard to figure things out after they have happened, right? Because you can't go back in time effectively. What's special about our study is that we actually have the data of the fish communities right on those very reefs where the kelp disappeared.
In the past, Ms. Verges says, coastal ecosystems were managed by trying to preserve and protect what was originally there. But she hopes this study, which focuses on tropical temperature transition zones, can help prepare to manage marine ecosystems in a more dynamic way as inevitable warming continues.
You know, climate change is altering our ecosystems so fast and species are moving so fast that this is no longer a static kind of environment. So to manage ecosystems for the next 10 years, you really need to have a good understanding of, you know, how you predict things will continue to change. So we think that what's happening in the solitary islands can be a little bit of it's a little bit like a crystal ball that can allow us to prepare for what may happen in Sydney in the next, say, 10 years, for example.
Nadine Silva, SBS News.